horses and the things that they brought over with them and all that kind of stuff.
Well, there's no problem as far as I'm concerned at all. I do think
I would get, if you think the problem of how long he would serve, I would ask Don Thomas or somebody, some lawyer, to draft a statement, Judge Ferguson, to say that Will Odom says to John Benn that we ask you to take what we do is when we deliver him the funds, we want a week or 10 days from the time the announcement's made that he's going to get all the stuff up. Then we could, I could have A.W. call them this afternoon and say that the time y'all deliver him the funds, say that you ask him to take the trusteeship, that you will have nothing further to do with it or him.
Well,
if that's desirable.
I don't think that's necessarily desirable, Mr. President. I think this point of what I'm saying, I guess I haven't made it very clear. What I really think we got to do is be sure that Will and John Benn and A.W., and Jimmy Dillinger all have identically the same story of what this thing means, how it's going to be handled in detail, because the minute my statement goes out, they're going to be calling Will Odom. And if he doesn't know what to say, and I'm convinced as of yesterday he didn't know what to say, although he's never talked to me, and I think he ought to talk to me, and I don't want to call him.
All right.
Simply because I just... all time to come, I just want him to call me.
Yeah, all right.
Because I've taken the position consistently, and it's the only position I can take, that I don't run that commission.
Yeah.
And I don't. And I have no authority to name anybody anything. None. This is just purely an ex officio act as far as I'm concerned, because the commissioners first run the department under the law, second under the Constitution of this trust fund. They are the absolute authority on it. And their successors, under their constitution, is the final authority on the fund. So I want Will to talk to me and tell me what he wants to do.
Right. Would it be that would this be what you would like for him to do, to say that they have worked out this agreement and he's talked to all the three commissioners and he is understands it's agreeable to John Benn, and that he would like for you to
make the announcement
and something of this type. I think the reason we called you, John, I have never talked to Will.
Well, I think that's wise you don't.
The reason I called you was in response to this press conference.
Right.
And there you rather committed to perform an act of seeing that these funds were revealed. Now, I want to try to do that without causing us any more trouble than we can.
Right.
And I thought this was a way to do it. When I saw this commitment of yours to that you believe that this should be done and that this would be done, then I want to do it as nearly as I can. Now, obviously, I do not want them to get into amounts of each one, but
no,
I think
in that connection, in the last sentence, and I don't have the statement in front of me, I think the last sentence, where you say a full accounting of receipts and disbursements, I believe is the way it reads.
Yeah.
I think it ought to read,
will you, there will, full accounting of receipts and disbursements.
I think we ought to say there will be divulged or revealed or whatever word is used.
Look in my inside pocket, I carry things in.
The total amount of receipts and disbursements.
I had that. Somebody changed it because they thought that would provoke an argument. I agree with that, though.
I thought
that would keep it from getting specific of each individual.
I think that's right. My reaction's identical with yours.
Well, they took it out.
I think we're right and whoever did it's wrong. Because a full accounting of receipts and disbursements indicates in detail. Whereas if you say that there will be revealed the total receipts and disbursements, you say something entirely different.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to find the statement, and I'll look at that word of it.
Well, the only thing I think we ought to knock out, really, and I don't care, except I think it poses a little problem where you use the word full as opposed to the word total receipts and disbursements.
I think
they carry a little different meaning.
Yes, and I don't believe it. I told you correctly. I don't believe they started to strike out full, but they did strike out total, and total was used some other way in it, but it had the same connotation to me it did to you.
And I think it will to the average person. When you say full, that means full means details, everything, and you don't want to say that. Don't say that. Just say there will be an accounting of receipts and disbursements, leave out full and total both.
Now, what do you know about this that we don't know that might be helpful to me? Do you, outside of their general feeling and the Watson feeling, which was a very unfortunate thing, but I don't run it anymore than you do, and didn't Keith do anything about it, but outside of his thing, what do you think? You told me the other day they felt that some shell man had done something that was improper. Do you have any other ideas of anybody they're hitting at besides me?
No. No, I don't.
Do you have any ideas of any of the particular press people, what it takes to assuage them, or that would appeal to them, or that might be a moderating factor?
No, I think this will be a very moderating thing with most of them. If not all of them. As I told you, in the time we had some time to discuss it, they're just mad at the whole commission, they're mad at Will, and that's the reason I want to be sure that he understands it, because the press is going to be calling him. And I don't think you ought to talk to him, and I don't think I ought to initiate the conversation with him. Now, Larry has talked to him. Because I wanted to try to get Will to say something to Larry without me calling Will. But I really would like for Will to call me. Again, just for down the road.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Because he's notoriously bad with the press.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets in there and even under strict, as I told you, under strict admonitions about what he ought to do and what he ought not to do, hell, he just goes further than that and he gets himself in the corner all the time. So I think we have to be careful about you talking to him and frankly me talking to him. And I think it's got to be his idea. And I'll release a statement, and if AW gets a guest to him and he called me here this evening, we can release it in the morning.
All right, and where does he get you?
At Drake 43500 or Drake
43904
at Crystal City.
Drake 43500 or Drake
43904.
3904. Now here's the way I believe it reads. That's a request. In your judgment, he has not made that request.
That's correct.
Chairman Will Odom, the Parks and Wildlife, I have today asked General John Van Shepherd, Service Trustee, Funds Contributed Citizens to LBJ State Fund. General Shepherd has had a... Should we have anything further on that other point? You don't think,
No, I don't think so.
Irrevocable or something?
Sir? No. No.
General Shepherd has had a long, distinguished career publisher. He's been a patriot and dedicated to Texas Historical and now chairman, and been steadily promoted to second. When the park acquisition program is complete and the cost ascertained, General Shepherd informs me that he will give a total accounting.
Or give an accounting, just leave out. No, I wouldn't use the word total there.
Give a
total at all, I would say give an accounting of the total.
Give an accounting of
the total receipts and disbursements.
Of the total. The total receipts and disbursements.
Right. And the word total means that you're not going to do it in bits and pieces. In other words, you're going to release the total figures. The final figures of receipts and disbursements. In other words, you collected $294,000, you spent $297,000. Those are the totals.
All right.
That's the way I would construe it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then when Will does that, if we can get him this afternoon, you give Larry authority to release it.
Yeah, but sure.
Hold it until then we tell you what happens at this other meeting.
Right. And I'll release it tomorrow, but...
Well, wait till I think that'd be good if we can get this over, but I think I ought to see this fella.
All right.
I'm going to see him and let you look at the whole card there.
All right.
And that's the main reason I called you. I didn't get from AW a clear picture here. He thought that he and Larry were pretty well together, and it may be he's told Will to call you, but I'll get right on it, and then I'll get back to you.
Do you see the point? Oh,
yeah, sure, of course I do. I agree with it 100%, and...
And I think
I don't think that's really anybody's fault except maybe mine. I did not say to AW, you get Will to call the governor.
Yeah.
And although I had some memory last night that he said that Will had done this, or he asked him to, one or the other. I'll get back, though. But it doesn't make any difference. We'll do it again.
Will may feel that he's done it because he talked to Larry.
Mm-hmm. I understand it, though. I'll tell
you. And if that's all right with Will, that's fine with me. And again, I think AW's got the coach. Will pretty well on what you are going to do, and again, I don't care, but what you are going to do in the resolution, because Will will say more than you think he ought to say when the press starts calling him, or he won't even take the call. And if he doesn't take the call, then they're going to get mad again. So he's going to have to be prepared, in my judgment, when I put out this statement, to individually talk to the press when they call him, and know precisely what he's going to say. That's the only point I'm making.
That's good. Now, what is the resolution? What about what? I don't understand that.
Well, that the Parks and Wildlife Commissioners have, by resolution, named John Ben Shepherd as the trustee. See, they have to take some official action for John Ben to have any power at all. Otherwise, it looks like we are really pulling one.
Mm-hmm.
Because under the constitution of this fund, the commissioners are automatically the trustees. So they've got to have a resolution, in effect, divesting themselves of the authority as trustees.
Before the announcement?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, then I'll get them to work on that and have him to explain.
No, all I'm saying is that once the announcement hits, when I release the announcement, I think the press is going to immediately start calling Will.
Yeah.
Will then is going to have to be in a position to say, yes, that's right, I talked to the governor, and I asked him to call John Ben to see if John Ben wouldn't be agreeable to this. He's done that. We're delighted, because this permits us then to attend to our business. John Ben will act as trustee of this fund, and this, I think, will clear matters up. Take it out of the hands of the commissioners. And John Ben's a distinguished Texan and eminently qualified to do it. And we think we'll do an excellent job to see if this park is built.
That's good. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Bye.